I speak to you in God's name. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today we are going to spend some time blessing other animals. We ourselves as animals often get blessed, but we are going to bless the rest of creation. I want you to think about other forms of animal life that you have come in contact with in your lifetime. Just take a second and think about it. You might remember a puppy or a kitten or a turtle or a frog or a goldfish, something you had when you were children. You might have remembered some animals that you had earlier in your lives, or maybe an animal that made you afraid, or maybe an animal that you saw in the wild, or maybe you're a hunter and an animal that you had killed, or a bird that you'd killed, or a fish you'd caught, or the animals you have today. The next question I want to ask you is, now you've thought about the animal, how did you respect that animal? How did you respect that animal? Did you see that animal as an object, as a thing, as something, a commodity for your use? Or did you see that animal in another way? Perhaps as an extension of yourself or a part of the realm of God, which you were called to be stewards of, to be friends with, to have regard for. How did you see that animal? Those are important questions to ask as we, here on this St. Francis Day, think about the animals of the earth. There are now more animals in domesticated circumstances, in fenced-in fields, in cages, or whatever, than there are in the wild today, by most animal experts in the world. The United Nations is predicting that the harvest of the sea is going down every year because of climate change, because the seas are warming and the animals in the seas cannot, they're moving, but they're also dying. We have commodified everything that's not ourselves for so long that we are playing God. I think about, I, as a kid, lived on a chicken ranch. And we had lots of chickens. We did not have any animals in cages. We had 25,000 hens, and we had them in five stages of life, from baby chicks to old hens that had finished out their life and were going on. We also had dogs. We had nine of them. And we had seven cats. And we also had some cattle. We were obviously on a farm, and we were a bit of a zoo. But my father was always very determined that every animal must be respected. And every chicken had to have 2.5 square feet of living space. No cages, even though people wanted to sell us cages. No caged chickens. We had a horse. Some of you have horses. And horses take more than 2.5 square feet, I'll tell you. But all animals were respected as being part of God's creation. Now, we didn't know what we know today about animals. The dogs that I see here in the church this morning, some of the dogs don't like quiet meditation, I noticed. But the dogs that are here, they share 60% of our genome is identical to a dog. In my own practice as a trauma therapist, I have been asked, to do trauma work with a couple of animals over time. And I used a form of EMDR, which is my certification. And I'm told by the owners that it really effectively helped the animal. And the animal became calm and not afraid. The animals that are in the world today are sentient beings. They have their own culture, their own style of communication, and they form community themselves. And we as human beings often drop into the midst of that and disrupt it and destroy their culture. First Nations people I've always highly regarded, and I highly regard their art making. For you'll often notice that you'll see the animal, then a spirit, a line going to a spirit symbol. That's a sense that they are connected to Creator as we are connected. And they are right. And we need to learn that. We are all connected. Some of you know Ron Dart. Ron Dart, Dr. Ron Dart, is a professor from the University of the Fraser Valley. He's a theologian and philosopher, and he's quite interesting, he and his family. His wife is a harpist, and he shares the story that they live in a, not right in the city of Abbotsford, but out a bit, and they have deer in their area. And Ron shares the story a few years ago, the deer were around, and his wife said, "I wonder what would happen if I played the harp." And it was at dusk. So she took the harp out of the house and out into the field, sat down and started playing the harp. Before long, there were six does and a buck in a circle around her, lying down, listening as she played the harp. And when she'd finished playing, and she played for quite a while, and Ron was watching from a window, seeing this. The animals got up. The buck came to in front of her and her harp and bowed and then walked into the forest and the does followed. Another sign of the animal kingdom being sentient. Now I want to connect that vision with what has gone on in our own area in the last while, with some people who do not understand that the animals are part of the kingdom of God, but who would lift the animals up by their bodies, by various body parts, with a front-end loader, cattle, or pull the legs off of chickens, or keep in puppy mills, and do all other kinds of awful things to the animal kingdom. I don't know about you, but it makes me angry. And it makes me sad, and I find it revulsing. As progressive Christians, we try to follow not a lot of blind doctrine, but we try to follow the example of Jesus Christ. We strive to follow and take seriously what we read in the Gospels. We strive to follow the teachings of the early leaders of the Christian church as it applies in 2017. In today's second reading, the epistle to Paul to the Philippians was written, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Each look to, of you, not of your own interests, but in the interests of others. Look for the interests of others, not just your own need. And the others for me includes the animal kingdom and the kingdom of the seas and the kingdom of the air, the birds. We have to become more sensitive to this. Rachel Carson wrote in the 60s a book called The Silent Spring. And The Silent Spring talked about how bad some of the pesticides were. They were killing it. It was a movement that helped to reduce the amount of the name of the chemicals just gone out of my head. But today we still have some issues with Monsanto and other companies putting in herbicides into corn and into soybeans and into other things that are probably killing a lot of the bees. If the pollinators go, just think what our food stock will be like. Goodbye to apples and nectarines and peaches and blueberries. All those lovely fresh things, as well as corn. We have to have a voice. God is calling us to have a voice. And I invite us today on this Sunday in which we recognize the rest of the animal kingdom as being creatures of God like us, to redouble our efforts, to speak out, to connect with the local politicians, to connect with industry and say, we are environmentally aware. We want a sustainable world. We want you to stop putting your pop into those little rings that get into the necks of birds and kill them. We have to be conscious of what's happening with the whale population, where they're trying to feed and they get caught up in the various lines that are used for fishing. We have to become engaged. I know it seems big and you say I'm little, but write a letter to the MP. Take a letter, take a moment, write a letter. We have to start making our voices heard as Christian people. For as we bless the animals, and we know that God does bless them and loves them, we now have to take on the voice and reach out. And so today, on this Sunday in which we celebrate the animal kingdom of which we are a part, I ask you, as you receive the sacrament, which is the real mystical presence of Jesus within us, to be animated and encouraged to risk and challenge, just as Jesus challenged the elders and the priests to get beyond what they were doing and start to be involved in the saving of the animal kingdom. We are called to be the voice of God in the world, joining with others who are Christian and non-Christian, but together we have a voice. And I pray today, by the power of God working in us, that we reach out and speak out the truth in our world today. May God bless us all. Amen.